From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. A number of COVID testing centers around the state will have limited hours today and tomorrow, and many will be closed entirely tomorrow for the 4th of July. Hours and locations are available on the state's website, coronavirus.utah.gov. The State Department of Health reported 596 new cases today. Nearly 40% of those are in the Latinx community, hit particularly hard by the pandemic. There are now more than 10,000 cases among Utah Latinos. Utah also reported 5 additional deaths, including a man between the ages of 25 and 44 who was living in a long-term care facility. Another 57-hour curfew begins tonight on the Navajo Nation. It's an effort to discourage residents from traveling off the reservation, and enforcement will be strict. That's according to Police Chief Philip Francisco, who says all businesses, including gas stations, will be closed.
So even the pay at the pump, gas, credit card, you can't even get your gas at all. So there was really no reason for anybody to stop on the Navajo Nation.
Travel on state highways is permitted, but there will be 6 checkpoints on the Navajo Nation, and travelers could be stopped by police and asked to share their travel plans. Anyone who violates the curfew by traveling on tribal roads or stopping to get out of their car on the nation could be subject to a citation. Independence Day in Blanding, Utah is a big deal. Usually, the city spends tens of thousands of dollars on the celebration. But this year, the city canceled its events due to concerns about the pandemic. That's when Tone Lewis got involved. She and a group of volunteers stepped in to plan a parade and other events.
We know that we'll have to social distance, wear masks when needed to, but we didn't want our rights to be taken away completely.
The events start tonight with an ATV race and drive-in movie and continue tomorrow with a parade down Main Street. Lewis says the events were chosen to promote social distancing. If you're spending part of your 4th of July weekend around one of Utah's ponds or lakes, the state's Department of Environmental Quality wants you to be on the lookout for harmful algal blooms. There are currently 2 areas in the state with recorded waterborne pathogens: Farmington Pond near Farmington and the North Fork of the Virgin River in the southwest. But the department says conditions can shift quickly. People and their pets are advised to stay out of the water if it resembles paint, is discolored, or has scum or green globs. Exposure can result in rashes, vomiting, diarrhea, cramps, and fever. Researchers have released a new guide for parents in this time of unrest, both from the pandemic and protests. It's about how to keep their kids from being recruited by extremists online. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Cynthia Miller Idris is a sociologist at American University and author of the forthcoming book, Hate in the Homeland. Children and young adults are stuck at home a lot these days, and she says they're anxious.
A lot of the drivers we know to be key to creating susceptibility to extremist narratives are things like depression and anxiety.
Also, a sense of uncertainty, economic insecurity, lack of purpose or meaning.
All of the things that people are feeling intensely at the moment.
And that may be felt even more intensely by young people. The guide is a collaboration between American University and the Southern Poverty Law Center. By some measures, in the past, the Mountain West has seen a disproportionate amount of hate-related activities. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Authorities say 4 people died after a small plane crashed in a rugged area of Utah's mountains. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon said the crash happened Friday morning in the Box Elder Peak area in American Fork Canyon, southeast of Salt Lake City. He says investigators don't yet know what type of plane it was, where it came from, or where it was going. The cause of the crash is also unknown. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.